This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
On April 11th this year, Health Ministry officials launched an anti-dengue enforcement campaign in dengue hotspots across the country. This follows expectations that dengue incidences may rise in the coming months with a change of the seasons. Today, we ask Dr. Rose Nani Binti Mudin, head of the vector-borne disease sector at the Health Ministry, to give us an update on the campaign and on other efforts currently underway to address the dengue situation in the country. She tells us why the ministry chose to launch the enforcement activity this year.
Well, actually, all this while, ministry has been conducting many programs. For example, Jom Gotong Royong, Mega Gotong Royong, and it was mainly on cleanliness activity, and we were actually trying to mobilize the community to participate in the source reduction activity. However, we do have this enforcement activity, but in a small scale. Small scale means it is done at the state level, at the district level where they have problems. But we thought that it is time that we need to emphasize on the enforcement activity, especially for those areas that is very hard to control dengue. And we found out when we go to this place, there was a place that actually repetitively having Aedes breeding places. So we thought that the last solutions that we should do is enforcement. So it is one of the methods to combat dengue, because I think we have tried many methods and interventions trying to get the community, the other agencies, and also at the construction area, the employer of a construction area, and of course the owner of a premises. But we have a very difficult time to educate and to tell them that you need to look after your place, because when they become a source of the Aedes breeding, this actually can contribute to the transmissions of dengue virus in that particular area.
Initially, some security concerns were raised over the fact that ministry officials could enter private compounds to check for Aedes mosquitoes. Dr. Rose describes how this was addressed in the field.
Actually, when they go down to the field, they are coming with the team. They don't go to the residential area alone. So in terms of security, we also have the support from the police and also from the army group. So it is not a big issue to conduct the enforcement activity. Of course, there will be small arguments, but usually they will explain to the community and explain to the owner of the premise why we need to do this, because this is an outbreak area and we need to do this, otherwise you get more cases and more deaths in your area. So once they understand that one, I think most of the community can accept our team and can accept this activity to be done at their place. So far, for the past 3 weeks, we have not received any big problem while they're doing this enforcement activity. Of course, there's one or two, but I think that is because they don't understand why we are coming there. They thought that we are going to just compound them. But our team is also teaching them how to do the source reductions, where are the places that you need to look for the breedings. And I think when they understand this one, they appreciate that this is also an education for them.
She explains that the ministry was not acting alone in this endeavour. Instead, it is collaborating with a number of local community groups throughout this project.
Yeah, of course, we have a very good collaboration. We have actually nationwide about 3,040 combi projects, which this project is actually initiated by the community themselves. And we only guide them what you have to do every week and which are the places you need to prioritize during your activity. And we give them info if there's any cases or any deaths occur in that area. And a part of that, we also have a collaboration with some private company. For example, SC Johnson. We have Dengue Free Malaysian Movement. And we also have like Sanofi, who is also doing their project at the primary schools and at the secondary schools, and of course with the community. So this is one of the, I think, the good examples that we can ask other agencies to maybe replicate or initiate in their own organizations.
Dr. Rose details some of the challenges they faced over the course of the campaign.
One of the site events in World Health Assembly is about dengue and Zika, and there will be an event where the other country, for example Brazil, Singapore, Philippines and many other countries will join and discuss on how to combat dengue and also sharing their experience of how they implement their preventive and control measure in their country. Because as far as we're concerned, dengue is grouped in the neglected tropical diseases in the WHO agenda. So we wanted to bring dengue as a priority, as a topic that is actually important in the World Health Organization, so that more people will put their effort and then maybe more interventions, more new tools, new innovative ideas to combat dengue. So we hope that with this effort, we can reduce the incidence of dengue, not only in our country, but also in the whole world.
It was also announced that Malaysia plans to bring the dengue issue to the World Health Organization. Dr. Rose tells us more about this.
One of the challenges was people was very resistant to receive our team. And sometimes they argue why we need to do the inspections and we need to spend more time to explain and to get their cooperation. And I think some of their houses were closed. The owner was not at home. So they need to come back again to ensure that all the houses were inspected during that period of time. So I think besides the cooperation, the activity also need to be done in a bigger scale. Means that a lot of people, a lot of staff involved in this enforcement activity. Of course, it will use our resources. And of course, this will include the equipment, for example, vehicles and budget to mobilize these resources to that problematic area.
The Philippines recently introduced Dengvaxia, launching the first mass dengue vaccinations in the world. This has raised some questions over if we will see a dengue vaccine being implemented in Malaysia anytime soon. Dr. Rose weighs in.
Well, every country is looking at dengue vaccines, especially the tropical country who's having the dengue problem. But for the country to implement the dengue vaccines, we need to understand and we need to know how this vaccine can give a maximum impact to the community if we implement the dengue vaccines. Currently, Ministry of Health is having their expert group committee, and of course, they are also having a committee to decide how is the implementation of this dengue vaccine can actually benefit the country and the people of Malaysia. And they are reviewing it, and I think what was being announced by our ministers, once they have find the solutions, they will come up with the decisions later. But at the moment, they are analyzing it and they are looking at the efficacies. They are looking at which are the group that will benefit more and how it's going to be implemented. And it's also going to include analysis of the cost effectiveness if we are going to implement this program. So actually, this analysis is quite comprehensive and need various people to look into it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.